Missing William Tyrrell. Written and read by Carolyn Overington.
The sun rose over the village of Kendal at 5:52 a.m. on Friday, the 12th of September in 2014. William Tyrrell, a child aged 3, slept an hour past the dawn. Daddy. William rolled across the bed and sought the floor with his small feet. It was just 6 degrees outside, but he was snug in pajamas and pull-ups. Daddy, can we watch Fireman Sam? Yes. Of course the answer was yes. And so began the last known hours of William's life. He sat up in bed, watching cartoons on the iPhone. He pulled toys from a cupboard and got dressed into a Spider-Man suit. He had toast and Weet-Bix for breakfast and raced around the garden. And then he was gone. But where? Logically, we know that children do not simply evaporate. Something must have happened. But what? Talk to people who know a little bit about the case, and some of them will say, "Oh well, it's been so long now, he must be dead." There is, in fact, no evidence for that. No trace of William, not a shoe, not a hair, has ever been found, and we should therefore allow for the possibility that he is alive. But even so, he still needs to come home. He does not belong with those who have him. He belongs with those he loved. And even if that's not right, if William's life has been taken from him, we still need to find him. He does not belong in a bush grave or a suitcase by the side of the road. He belongs with those who love him still. "Oh, but they've been looking for years and nobody knows what happened." That is something else that people say, and that is not right either. Somebody knows exactly what happened, and they do not want to tell, and it is fast to make them. And yes, there have been some miscalculations during the investigation, some maddening missteps, tunnel vision and flaring passions, and dead leads have been followed too long, the memories of witnesses have eroded, evidence has disintegrated, and police have at times dropped the ball. People have lied, or else they have refused to talk, and others have grown sick and died. But why should any of that matter? William's most pressing problem is not the difficulties experienced to date. It is being found. The New South Wales Police Force and all their colleagues all over the world are still trying. Why wouldn't they be? All anyone wants is to find him. What then do we know? We know for certain that William, when he disappeared, was wearing a Spider-Man suit. It was two-piece, not one-piece, and it has been described as red, but it wasn't just red, it was fire engine red. And we know also that the property from which William disappeared was, by contrast, muted like a Drysdale painting, all fallen leaves and faded fence posts. And William should by rights have stood out like a postbox on that landscape, and yet nobody heard so much as a twig snap. There was no slam of a car boot, no squeal of tyres. He did not scream. He was simply there 1 minute and gone the next. So what happened?